Hey, today's learning should be on the Nitzav time, Lidish, Shana, Yom Yishma, and Daniel Ritke, Baz Maish, and Israel, Vistos, for Shalai, Matai, Maish, Yom HaMalka, Yom Yishma, and Sarma, Yom Rach, Masar, Malka. He's supposed for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Sim and Kuf Pei Ches, and we are up to see Gimel, I believe. Right? Yes, I think we're up to Sim, Sif Gimel, yes. Siv Gimel, continuing on some different nuances in the nusach of the benching, says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Tzarech lahasker v'bracha shlishis malchus beis David. You need to, one of the things you need to mention in the third bracha, you have to mention the malchus beis David. Ve'ein lahasker shun malchus achar. You're not supposed to mention any other kingship in the bracha. Now, to mention non-Jewish kingship, but the Mechaber is telling me continue, if even you don't mention, we'll see why. But Omer, you say, Umalchusta, your Malchus, Umalchus based David Meshechecha, and the Malchus of based David, Toya, you're making a mistake. She'ein lahashres Malchusa da'ar, Malchusa da'shmayu. You're in a positive way, but by mentioning the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Malchus of Beis Dovin in the same sentence, you're sort of the same bracha, you're sort of being mashed with them. You're making, you're equating the two to each other, and that's inappropriate. The chain, ain loim about Avinu Malkenu. We don't mention Malkenu in there either, because that would be mentioning Hashem's mouth. It says the Rama, the Yeshayim, there are those who say, the Afgisha Oime Yalav Yove, when it's Rosh Chodesh Yantiv, in the third bracha, as we'll see shortly, we add in the Yalav Yove. Lo Yisayim Melech Chanan Varachim, which is the Nusach we do have in the Yalav Yavai. Ela Yedaleg Milas Melech. When it comes to, though, by Shemayin Esther, we say the word Melech in the Yalav Yavai. So when it comes to, the Ramah says, when it comes to the Yalav Yavai, we say in benching, we should leave out the word Melech. Usvar Nechaynehi, it's a proper logic. Avaloy Reisin Hagen came. The Ramah says, I don't see that the Olam is Noyeg, and we do say the Melech. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Shu Malchus Acha. Hani could go and hold the Masayim Machaber Lekama. As the Machaber is going to explain to us what kind of Malchus he's referring to. Va'omer Tzarich Loimer Lachena Omer. The Machaber said that you should not mention it, and therefore, who Omer, one who says, he says the proper Nusach Lachen Hu Batur is Lachen Ha'omer. Therefore, somebody who says Avinu Malkenu El Yomer Avinu Re'enu. Even though it's not Malchus Malchus based Malchus based David, although Avinu Malkeinu is separate, Mikol Makon, Kevan the Bechad Bracha, who since it's in the same Bracha, Lav Oirech Ara, it's not appropriate Lat Kure Malchusa Dishmaya to mention the Malchus of Hashem, Eitzel Malchus the Bes Basvadam next to the Malchus of a human being. Avaloi Reisi, I have not seen. So the Ramah said that although he holds that you should not be saying Melech Chanun in Yalav Yavai, if you say it, I don't see that with Noyig that way. Why not? V'chornim Kasru Tamluzer, Kevin the Inyum of Neatzme Legamruhu. Although the Yalav Yavai is in the that bracha, but it's still a totally separate Inyum. Loi Kaptinim is that we're not Makbet. V'Oymer Moisei Kamoishu Misaderes Betvila Shmoyne Esra. We say it the same way it's written in the Shmoyne Esra. L'chein ein limches b'yad and hagin kain. You should not be meicha in those who say melech. He says over here on the side that those who are not meicha to say melech on Rosh Hashanah, they should say let's continue on over here. Sif dalet nusach bracha zay the third bracha. By seich ba, we'll see two versions. The mechaber's two versions of the bracha. Rachem Hashem alekenu, which is I think the most common version that we have. Or Nachmenu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem should console us. V'chosem ba, and you finish the bracha with Boinu Yerushalayim. Or Menachem Tzion Bevinyan Yerushalayim, you're going to console Klal Yisrael with the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Ve'ein l'shanes anusach mishabes l'choy. No matter which of these two nuschoyes you say, you should say the same thing during the week as you say, and same thing on Shabbos that you say during the week. The Bain, the Shabbos, Bain, Mechayel, Omer, Nusach, Echad, both on Shabbos and during the week, you say one Nusach. We'll see shortly in the Mishabura what would be the Havamim to say differently. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omerim, the Omerim, Bainay, Barachamah, Yishalayim, we don't just say Bainay, Yishalayim, we say Bainay, Barachamah. Well, there's other shitas on this, but whether you do say the barachmav or not, the chayin hagen, that seems to be our minig that we say by the barachmav. Let's see the mishnah berurah. Oy nachmenu. What does that mean? Or nachmenu heinu. We say nach. We start off the bracha nachmenu Hashem alikenu b'shalayim irecha. Ubitzia mishkan k'vadecha malch beis davim mishachecha. Ba'is agad of hakadosh. In other words, you continue the rest. The center part of the bracha is the same for either one of the two nischayas. The Chosimba, Oy Menachem. So we had two possible openings and two possible closings, right? The Gros says not to say Barachma, right? That's we spoke about it once in Shul. I think the Rav spoke about it, if I remember correctly, once you're bringing it up, David. What's the difference in the Nusach of Bainei Barachmav or Bainei Yerushalayim? So there's two ways that we get back Yerushalayim. One is because we deserve it. And one is because it comes the time and Hashem has Rachmanis and gives it back to us. We'll no longer be able to survive in Golos, so Hashem will give back to us. Obviously, the reason we want Yerushalayim back is that we should deserve it. So saying Bain Yerushalayim means Hashem rebuild Yerushalayim, obviously for the other reason, but it includes the reason of deserving it. If you say Bainei Barachim of Yerushalayim with his pity, that means we need the pity, that means we don't deserve it. So I think that's the reason the Gra did not say the Barachma. Okay, going back here to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Ches. So we gave two options of opening the bracha, Rachem or Nachmenu, and two options of closing the bracha, either Barachma or Nachem or Menachem Tzion Bevin Yerushalayim. Milshoin Zeh, from the Mechaber, it seems, Mashma, She'afim Pasach Barachem, Mutta Lachtoim B'Menachem. So from the Ba'af She'en HaChetzimim En HaPsicha Mamash, even though the closing is not exact as the beginning, usually we find that in a bracha that has a psicha has a psicha and a chasima, right? Not a short bracha like we make a brichas on hand, but when you have a longer bracha like this, you have the opening and you have the closing. Usually we find that the opening and the closing are supposed to be from the same inyan. From the Mechaber, it seems that we can start with either of the two, we can finish with either of the two. So there's several different versions, not that it's these two go together and these two go together. So the Mishnah Berurah is addressed, that's what it seems from the Lashon of the Mechaber. He says, why not? Because even though it's not the exact same words, the concept is the same concept, and therefore it's okay to open with Rachem and finish with Menachem, or open with Menachem, Nachmenu, and finish with Rachman. That it's only two options. Either you open with Rachem and you finish with Rachmav, or you open with Nachem and you finish with Nachmenu, that they go hand in hand. We learned you're not supposed to change from Shabbos to during the week. We say the same thing. Right to Loima. What does he mean to say? The im oima b'choil Rachem, yoima b'Shabbos gam Rachem. If we say, as we say, Rachem during the week, on Shabbos, we should also say Rachem. Now, what's the chiddush of that? Even though you're not supposed to ask for your needs on Shabbos, so Rachem, Hashem, Alekeinu, we're asking Hashem, have pity on us, right? Ha-cheshani, why is this different? The Toifas bracha, kachu tamid, this is the words of the bracha. So since it's the same bracha all the time, it's not viewed as we're specifically asking our bakashos on Shabbos. The gam kol arachman yochaloymer b'shabbos. We say all the arachmans of Shabbos. Avo pishayenem itoyfes abrocha shetiknu chachamim. Even though the arachmans were not from the original version of the benching that chachamim gave us, sheki kevan shenahago hakaloymeram b'chol pam shemavachem brichas amos. And since now it became the minig that we say this arachmans every time we bench, nasalem ketoyfes bracha becomes like the words of the bracha, the stempel of the bracha. And although the harachmans are technically requests, bakashas from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and normally we would not say requests on Shabbos, since it is the nusach of the bracha we say all week, it's okay to say on Shabbos too. Nuscha achas v'agra kosav she'ikah karif, she'b'chol yom harachem nokem, and again, u'b'Shabbos yom hanachmenu, u'misayim hanachem, v'chein yashayt kama rishayim, she'sayim v'kram, there are those whose hold that on Shabbos we should change. I don't know. I'm not sure by the Svardim they say Nachmenu, but on the benching. But I think by us, we say Rachim both on Shabbos during the week and on Shabbos. Those who say Bainu Rachmav, Shum Diksiv Shafti Yerushalayim Barachmim, I shall return to Yerushalayim with your Rachmim. Since we started the bracha with Rachim, So the chasim and the psicha should be the same. You look at the Ma'aserav from the Gra, who says that he did not say Barachmav. So the reason not to say Barachmav, we explained. The reason to yes say Barachmav is so that the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha should remain the same. There's one thing here that I noticed on the side he brings down, which I've seen many people who don't do it this way. I'm not sure if there are shittas that say it this way, but he says over here that the harachmans became an ikar part of benching. Since our minig became that we say it, it became an essential part of the benching. Okay. Kosav haktzais ha-shelchan, he brings down from the ktzais, she'av sha minig lechas as ha-kais rag ad al yechasrenu. Even though it seems that the minig is to hold a kais only until al yechasrenu, so when you're benching with a kais, mikol makom roi loich se gam b'amir sarachman, you should really hold a kais throughout it. Kevin shenusach zehu mitayfes birchas hamazon, because now this became part of birchas hamazon. The kosav shari tshuva, v'kaf ha-chayim, she'echzenu ad achi birchas b'ri'agafen, you should hold it till after your b'ri'agafen. Because Mishal Shuvah Shevet Alevi, Shemin again lefts a kais ad bracha bar priagofen, except by Shal Shudas, where you're not saying bar priagofen. So it's interesting that that I've seen many people that after Al Yechasreinu they put the kais down. He does bring down here from many shitas the kais, the kafachayim, the shari tshuva, and others that you should, and Shevet Alevi, that you should hold the kais until the end of benching, not put it down by Al Yechasreinu. One more thing he just brings down here from the same Inyan is that we said you're not allowed to ask for tzrachim on Shabbos, not allowed to ask for things on Shabbos. However, the birchas ha'orech, right? We mentioned this a few times, right? The harachman that a guest says for the balabayish la'yevish, balabayish yinachasim karibulir, that whole nusach that you say for a host, it can be said on Shabbos as well, because the same reason, because when you have a guest, that is part of the nusach of the bench, and therefore you should not leave that out on Shabbos either. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Hey. The Shabbos and Shabbos, we'll see how much we can cover. Hopefully, we can cover all of it. I'm a Ritzei Vachlitzenu. We add in the Ritzei Vachlitzenu. Rosh Chodesh Yontov Chayil Shamayit. I'm a Yalav Yavay. We add in Yalav Yavay. Mechal Echad Mehem Shabbos. If let's say you have Yontov Chalamayit on Shabbos, I'm a Ritzei Vachlitzenu. You first say Ritzei, Vachkach Yalav Yavay, and then you say Yalav Yavay. The Ain a Maskishal Shabbos be Yalav Yavay. We do not mention Shabbos in Yalav Yavay. Two separate things. Ritzei is Shabbos. Yalav Yavi is the Yontav. You don't mention Shabbos in Yalav Yavi. You don't mention Yontav in the Ritzei. Let's see the Mishabura. Why was Yalav Yavi and Ritzei added into the third bracha? Okay. If you remember, we learned this many times. In general, when we have a request from the Ribbono Shel Olam, we start with thanks, right? And we start with shvach. Then we do the bracha, and then we do thanks, right? So noida, right, and birchas haaretz, those are all thanks and shvach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When it comes, and then we start with our bakasha, ritzei. And Yalav Yavay are both bakasha, so therefore it's not appropriate to be in the other brachas. Al Nisim was appropriate to be in the bracha of thanks, and that's why we say it there. But the Yalav Yavay and Ritzeya are both requests from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore the appropriate place is in this bracha. B'loy b'birchas ha'aretz shehi ada, that's thank you. B'im hiskiram b'birchas ha'aretz la'yatzav sachlaska la'aska b'rein Yerushalayim. If you jumped the gun and you said it in the birchas ha'aretz, you're not yatzav. And you have to bench over. We say Ritzei first. We establish in all places. So you have Ritzei and Yalav Yavi. You always say the Ritzei first. If by mistake you said it the other way around, you said Yalav Yavi first and then Ritzei, you don't have to do it over. You are Yotze. We don't. Then the Mechaber said we don't mention Shabbos and Yalav Yavi, nor do we mention Yalav Yontiv in the Ritzei, the Yalav Yavi, the Kvahiska Shabbos Ritzei, but Lama Yachzi Askren. There's no reason to repeat it. So it doesn't make sense to say Shabbos in the Yalav Yavi because you already said it earlier. Ritzei Vachlitzei, we don't mention Yontiv in the Ritzei. Why not? The Tiknos and Nusabu Fayatzme Yalav Yavi because we're already Masakin and you say Yalav Yavi. But Lama Yach Malani Pamayim, why would you say it again? And therefore you don't mix the two up. They remain separate. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Amitz Hashem, we will continue on Monday.